everybody, it's me, Roscoe, and welcome to another edition of the Kings of Anglia podcast special series where I catch up with former Town players. And today, I'm joined by a very special guest. It's former Town midfielder, Kevin Brew. My friend, thanks for joining me. How's things?
Hello, Roscoe. Thank you for having me. Everything's okay, so let's talk now.
Yes, my friend. This is take two, ladies and gentlemen. We're good. As I was saying before, where are you now? I know you're back in France.
Yeah, I'm in Paris. I'm living just outside of Paris with my wife and my two kids. So now I stay only in Paris now.
Nice one. Yeah, big shout out to your wife for sort of link us up. I reached out to her and I said, can you speak to Kevin for me? And here we are. It's great to catch up.
Yeah. She told me someone wants to talk to you, and I say, okay. Who is that? So now we link up, and it's great to be here.
Yes, my friend. Yeah, it's great to have you on. And what I want to do, as I always do, I always like to talk about your early days in football. And, you know, you're born in Paris, you're now back in Paris, but what's your earliest memories of football? And obviously you've got a brother, Jonathan, as well, so I'm sure both of you were just football mad.
Yeah, I think like all the kids, I start playing in the street, you know. Down to the street with my friend, and step by step, like my father put me in the small club in Paris, and that's how I started the football.
And of course, you played in the famous academy in France. I'm sure that was a good sort of grounding, you know, in the early days in football.
Yeah, I played for Clairefontaine. It was like not like the national team, but it was at the time it was the best. Performation in France, like it was only I think 4,000 players want to be in, and they only take like 25 players, and I get the chance to go there. It was very good for the rest of my career. Best coaches and best. Now I still have friends from that time, so it was very good.
And of course, you played top flight, and you played in France. You know, I'm sure that was your dream to sort of play in France and play for those sort of clubs.
Yeah, but I play national team with the young. Yeah. I play with the 16, 17, and 19, under 19 with the France. Then I start playing with Rennes, but I didn't make it at Rennes. I play like I don't know 5-6 games. And after that, I play a lot of game for second league. But it was good memories.
Yeah. And then I want to ask, Bulgaria, that is your sort of next step, you know, France football and then go to Bulgaria. How did that come about, and a new journey, a venture for you?
Yeah, like I said, I play a lot of game in second division in France, and I wanted to see something different. And I signed for Levski Sofia. At the time, they played Europa League. And it was something that I wanted to play. So they buy me at the time, I don't know, it was 4,000 something. And I just signed for them for 3 years. But it didn't, how I can say, we changed like 5 coaches in 1 year. So it was... It was terrible. It was a bad experience. It was a good experience for life, but a bad experience in football.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's not for any player. You know, to even go through like one management season, you don't want that. But no. And then, luckily for us, though, came to Ipswich. How did that come about? Coming to England, I'm sure that's another sort of target in mind, potentially playing in England. But Ipswich Town, did you know about Ipswich Town as a club before that?
Yeah, I know the name, but not like Manchester or Liverpool, And I asked my friend, one agent first for the story. One agent called me. He was Sibierski, Antoine Sibierski. Yeah. He was playing in England, so he wanted me to work with him, and he told me that he can get me to England, have some trial, and I said, okay, no problem. So. The first week I came to Ipswich, and the second week I should go to Birmingham. Then I came in trial, and I signed for Ipswich. I didn't make the second trial at Birmingham. So I came and I think I played one or two games, and Mick told me that he's gonna sign me. So very happy to sign for Ipswich at the time.
Yeah, definitely. And then, of course, Mick McCarthy is a big character. What, can you remember that first meeting with Mick, who is a big Irishman? He's yeah, big character.
But I got my character too, so it was okay for me, you know. I was in Bulgaria. I lived some crazy things, so coming to England was easy, you know, no pressure, not it was easy for me. I remember I played the first game with the second team, I think, and we were like four or five trial guy, and he signed only me and Adam McDonald.
Yes.
Remember him? Yeah, he was
Yeah, I know he's
McDonald.
Irish, but yeah.
Irish, yeah. So I think I did great during my trial, and I didn't sign the best contract, to be fair, but I wanted to play in England, so it doesn't matter. The money was not the, how I can say this, the priority, you know.
Definitely,
I
yeah.
wanted to come and play in England and prove that I can play in, you know, in the championship side. So I think this is what I did.
Yeah, at the time, Ipswich Town wouldn't have much money anyway. So yeah, players weren't getting that many big contracts anyway. But because the owner and everything like that. But yeah, obviously you make your debut in the Championship live on Sky against Fulham. Can you remember that day? That must have been a moment you like go, wow, here I am.
I remember it, you know, because I was in the hotel. And you know, in France, it's different. You go, and the meeting is like maybe 5 hours before the game. So you go, you have the lunch, you have everything. And I didn't know. It was 1 o'clock in the dressing room, and I was thinking, oh, we're gonna have lunch in the. So I didn't eat nothing. I came to the dressing room and like, okay, we prepare for the game. So my first game I play, I was my stomach was empty. You
Wow.
know. But it was a good memories, you know. I was in the bench, great atmosphere against Fulham on TV, and I came on like the last 10 minutes. So very happy, and okay, well, it was the start of my little career in Ipswich, you know.
Can you remember who helped you settle? Obviously, you're coming in as maybe not someone that no one really knows, but obviously there's a big characters in that dressing room. Who sort of helped you? Any names you can chuck out?
What you mean?
Which players sort of helped you settle when you first signed for the club?
Like, you know, you remember. I'm still talking with Chambers, with Daisy, Magrodric. I still have chat with them. So you know, Chambers was the captain. Daisy was a very good friend to me there. So yeah, if I can say two names, it was Daisy and Chambers.
That's good. That's good. And then obviously you're settling in with the team. You're playing a few minutes, and you go and score your first goal for the club. I've got a picture here. You celebrating. Here you are, with the teammates
Was
there.
against
It's Birmingham.
Birmingham, no?
Yeah, it was Birmingham. Yeah, the four. I think it was a 4-0. I think we won 4-2 that game. Actually, I think.
4-2, 4-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Toby jumping my back. I remember the picture.
Yeah.
Great game. We won 4-2. I think Freddie scored two.
He did, yeah.
Murphy scored one, no? And I
He
scored
did,
one, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah, he did,
It
yeah.
was that.
Yeah.
It was a great year because, you know, we make the playoffs, so I think it was a great year for the fans and for the team.
It must have been a great moment for you though, to score your first senior goal on English football, second, flight, of English football and against Birmingham. You said you went on trial, you could have gone on trial for, but in the end, you signed for us and you score against
At
them.
the end, I signed for Ipswich, and I'm very happy because, you know, as a man and as a player, he make me grow up, you know. Make me grow up, so very happy to. I was very happy to be at the moment.
Did you are you saying off air like your English isn't too great, but so did you know much English before coming to Ipswich?
Nothing, you know, the Bulgarian English and the real English is not the same, you know. The accent and the is totally different. Even with Mick, it was a accent, Irish accent, so it was very difficult. One time he spoke to me when I first came in. I just tell him that, sorry, coach, I don't understand what you're saying. And he just laughs. He says, okay, no problem, it's okay. Yeah. But, you know, when I came, it was no French, no nothing. So I have to talk with everybody. And that's how I start to speak English. So it's good.
Did you get had to get a teacher in to teach you English, or did you just have to do it off your back?
Yeah. No, I just, you know, in the bus, in the training, just it came like you know, like this.
I
but I didn't have license, so no, nothing.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. And obviously, we're doing very well that season. I want to quickly, before we get on to some of the sort of big moments, you know, so you've got your pitcher in action against another Frenchman. There you are in the FA Cup against Southampton.
Yeah.
Do you remember this game?
Yeah, I remember. It was during the Cup, no?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
During the Cup, we make 1-1.
Yeah, 1-1. Darren Ambrose, header. Yeah.
I remember this game. Yeah, great game. It was Van Dijk's playing, no?
Yes.
Van Dijk was playing Schneiderlin. They have a good team. Very good team. And we played the return at home.
Did you?
And I think even at home we play a good game at home, but we didn't qualify. But we have I remember it was a good game for us.
Yeah,
you know, I like that picture. Memory.
Yeah, I like that picture because it's two UN action there.
Yeah.
Two Frenchmen going up against each other, which is good.
I have the picture in my phone. Don't worry, they are in my phone.
The next picture I've got is another great picture of you and also celebrating with a lot of players, and it's the Richard Chaplow late winner at Watford. Do you remember this?
Oh yeah,
there you
course.
Are, Walter Mo, and you there proper celebrating.
I was out because I think my calf was finished. If I remember, I think I have a little tear in my calf, but I just what is called the emotion was too big. I just run and. You know, it's the emotion, it's the that's good, great memories.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I think it was the game. It was the game that it was not this game, but if we won this game, it was good for us to go into playoff.
Yeah, it was. I would actually bring up a name because he actually signed the same time as you, and that was Balint Bajner. You know, the Hungarian. Do you remember him?
Yeah, Balint. Yeah, I remember him, of course.
Yeah,
I remember. He came. Yes, not. Yeah, he came same time as me. Or a little bit, maybe 1 week after. I don't know. I didn't know. I don't remember. But yeah, he signed, but, you know, was a great guy, but didn't work very well for him, but was a good guy. I think he's still playing. He stopped, and I saw on Instagram that he signed in Hungary.
He did, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, But he was a great guy, yeah. Funny guy.
I can imagine. Yeah, because obviously we had a lot of there was a lot of English and Irish players. You know, obviously we had Christoph Bear in Scotland, but we didn't really bring in many foreign players. So it was a bit of a random thing for fans to go. We've now got two foreign players, Kevin Brewer, now Balint Bajner. But obviously town fans fell in love with both of you because you're just a little bit different. And you remember when you heard the chant, you know, Kevin Brew, because obviously it was Brew, but a lot of people think it was, you're getting booed.
No. I understand the signification, but it was great, you know, when the fans scream your name is for footballers always great, you know.
Yeah.
So very good at the time.
Definitely, and obviously we got into the playoffs and we had to play obviously the old enemy in Norwich. I got you in action against them. Unfortunately, we lost in those playoff games, but. You know, one experience, I'm sure, as a player to be involved in a derby in the playoffs, but we just, in the end, you know, just fell short.
Yeah, but I think at the start of the season, I think nobody was thinking that we were going to the playoff, you know, because I think the season before, I don't know, well, I think they just, what position they finished, like just above the relegation place, no?
Something like that, yeah.
So I didn't think the fans or even the coach think that we will play the playoff this year. But we have a great team spirit. I think that's what makes the difference at the time. I think you know you rerun from the first minute to the 94 minutes. we give it all. So this year it was, we have a very, very good spirit in the team. Very, very good. Yeah.
And obviously,
And
I
some
think
good
you
player as well.
signed.
Some good player as well. We have some good player as well. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
That did Murphy score, I don't know what, like 20 or 30 goal. Was Didi, Chambers, QZ, like Bishop came after. So Tyrone Mix. So it was, he was some good player. Yeah.
And it must have been sort of dream start for you, your first season in English football, finishing in a playoffs team and playing those minutes. Of course, I think you get a new contract as well, so I'm sure you're sort of happy about that. You're going to extend your
Yeah,
time at the club.
that's what I said to you before. When I was in Bulgaria, I have like a good salaries. When I came, Ipswich gave me like not even half. It was like very, very small salaries, but I said, okay, no problem. I'm gonna play, I'm gonna show that I'm a good player, and we'll see after what if I sign a new contract with we can renegotiate, and that's after, I don't know, after 2 months or 3 months, I signed 4 years more. So yeah, that was in my mind, I was focused and say, okay, I signed just 1 year, small salaries, I came, I make my proof, and then we'll see.
And then the second season, Larsen Touré, your friend Larsen, comes along, now a Frenchman. That must have been a great little thing, and that was probably your doing in terms of bringing him on and see show Mick. I've got a mate here.
He was in second division in France, but he was with me at Levski Sofia in Bulgaria the last 6 months. And after Bulgaria, he played 1 year in France and make very good season, So he sent me his video and told me if I can show it to Mick, I said, okay, no problem. Send me, and I went to the office, show him the video. Mick like him, and he came on trial, but he wasn't fit at all. He wasn't fit at all. We play against Colchester. I think he played like 20 minutes, went out. But Mick say, okay, tell him that no problem. Even if he's not fit, I saw some qualities in him, and we will keep him. So he signed for 1 year, but after he didn't play a lot. But I think at the time he was a good player, but he wasn't fit. That was the problem. He got two or three injuries and it was difficult. Championship is the tempo of the game is different than the game in France. If you're
Definitely.
not ready physically, it's better you don't play. It's better you don't play.
Another character. And obviously, you go on score on the opening day, a scissor kick. This is a celebration here with Josh Emmanuel. But that
No,
must have
Josh,
been
yeah.
a great moment, scoring in that game. Unfortunately, we did actually draw that game. There's two late goals. But can you remember that scissor kick?
Yeah, I remember. I think he's Emmanuel crossed the ball, no?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
I think he's Emmanuel or Ainsley. I think he's Emmanuel. Yeah, I was in the box and I just like the ball came and I just do the scissor, It was great. And at the time, I have one season in my leg with the team, so I was feeling more confident and more. But after that game, I got injured, I remember. Just in training, like 1 month and a half, something like that. So it stopped me a little bit at the start of the season.
It did. I mean, I think you returned, and obviously you returned in the Manchester United game at Old Trafford. You here, maybe fouling Juan Mata here, or maybe he's just
Yeah.
falling over. I don't know.
No, he was foul, and I think they score after that.
Oh no.
I think they score after that. It was the second half. Yeah, I don't remember his name. He's playing for
Pereira?
Fulham. Yes.
Pereira, I think it was.
Pereira scored a free kick. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Not a
That
not a
must have
great.
been
No, it was
not a great
great to
moment,
play,
but
in Old Trafford, and it was not a dream because we are footballer, but it was very good to play against like top player, you know. It was a very good experience. Very
Yeah, I can
good.
imagine.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
you sort of dream to play in these sort of stadiums, and Old Trafford obviously is such an iconic stadium. And
Yeah.
obviously they didn't muck about. Wayne Rooney, and they had some big players playing in that
Yeah,
game. So
yeah.
that,
At the time, they have a very, very good team, you know. It was Schweinsteiger. I remember Schweinsteiger was so good. Was so good. Schweinsteiger, Rooney, Martial coming, Anthony. Was he just stand for them? He scored, I think. Fellaini, Smalling, very good team. Very, very good team.
very good team. And
Yes.
we held our own that game. We held our own. I know we lost 3-0 in the end, but I think you guys did pretty well.
Yeah, we fight, but if you watch the game, you can see that they are clearly better than us. Yeah.
That is what it is. Then I want to talk about your goal at Bolton, because yeah, this strike. Goal of the season. I'm going to bring up the celebration picture as well. There we go. Any was there anything behind this celebration, or you just thought, hello, what a goal?
You know the player Lucho Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yeah, he was doing this celebration, and I like him when I was in France. So some friends say, "Yeah, you look like Lucho," you know. So I just make the celebration. But yeah, I remember I play bad this day. I remember that. So, but I was playing right midfield. It's not it was difficult for me to play right midfield, but I play right midfield, and I think I play 50 minutes or 55 minutes, and make put me out. But I score a great goal, yeah. I score a great goal. Christophe Bérac passed me the ball, and I just shoot, you know. Yeah.
Yeah,
Good
it was a
goal.
great goal. You're a good
Yes.
goal. Yeah, it got voted. I don't know if you know this. He got voted goal of the season for that campaign.
Yeah.
So that must have been another moment to tick off your career. Like, yep, goal of the season. Happy days.
It was good. It's good memories, you know. I can show this to my kids.
Definitely, definitely.
Yes.
What was it like though, in terms of living in Suffolk? Obviously, you've been in Bulgaria before that, but was it easy to sort of settle? And did you enjoy your time as a whole, living in Suffolk?
Yeah, no, it was easy for me. It was easy. I lived in Claydon, small house, you know. At the time, it was only me and my girlfriend. Then we have the first kid. So no, it was my time at Ipswich was very good, very, very good. I feel
I know.
like at some, you know.
Yeah,
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 yeah. I know. You thanked fans because sadly, your dog kept going missing. Can you remember that?
He's
Unfortunately,
dead. My dog's dead like 2 months ago.
Oh no! Sorry about that, mate.
Yeah, oh, it's okay. Right? It's life, but he lived like 14 years, you know. Yeah. I was like, you just go and don't come back. I don't know why, but yeah. But I lost him when I signed in Cyprus, you know. I lost him the same, like 2 or 3 times. But in Cyprus, he came back, so it was okay. Yeah,
He's a
yeah,
wanderer. He's a wanderer. He just wants to wander about and have a little
yeah. He just want to
explore.
explore the world.
Yeah.
He just want to explore the world, but yeah. Now, it was but it was funny at the time.
Yeah,
Not funny
definitely.
at the moment when I lost, but when I think now, it was funny.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But now, thanks to the fans who found him in the end, or told you he's
Yeah.
actually on this, lost dogs poster and stuff like that. So that's great. Obviously, your time at Town was sort of stop start in the end because of sort of Mick McCarthy sort of saying, there's no room for you. How was that as a player? Sort of been told that, oh, you're surplus to requirements.
The 3rd year I should sign for Toulouse, and it didn't happen. So I think that's why Mick said this, but it didn't happen. So at the end of the transfer window, I was still at the club, and is it like in every club? I think there is a cycle, you know. And maybe you wanted like some new player, or I don't know. But at the end, I stay at Ipswich. And but I still play like, I don't know, 13 games, 12 games during that season. So it was difficult at the beginning, but I was mentally prepared to this, you know. In Bulgaria, it was the same at the end, and it was 10 times worse, you know. I was training alone at 2 o'clock. Nobody was in the dressing room, and they keep me after the league was finished. They keep me in Bulgaria. So in Ipswich, it's okay. I came to the dressing room. I trained with the young, but it was not a problem, you know. It was not a problem for me. It's okay. That's football, you know. Sometimes it's happened. You have to be strong mentally, because if you are not, it can be difficult to rebound for after, you know.
And obviously, though, you still play minutes. Obviously, there's injuries and stuff like that. You still play, and you do score another goal. I want to bring this up. A nice little celebration against Bristol City. There you are.
Yes.
But yeah, what can you remember for that sort of last spell at the club? Knowing you're probably going to leave at some point, but you're playing a few minutes.
Yeah, like every time the coach was needing me, I was ready to play, because every week I was training hard, you know, to be ready if the gaffer called me. So for me, even when I was not playing like 1 month or 2 months, the time when he will pick me to play, I know that I will be ready, you know. So it was not a problem for me. It was not a problem. I think sometime I should maybe play more games, and but you know, because I came on trial, and maybe I keep this, I don't know how to say in English, etiquette, how you say, as a guy who come on trial, you know. So I was the it was easy to, you know, to pick me out of the team sometimes. I think I didn't deserve to be out of the team, but you know, it's like that in football. It's like that in football. But I don't regret my time. I only can say thanks to Mick, because he gave me the opportunity to play in England, you know. Even if at the end he didn't finish very well, I can only thanks him.
Yeah, 103 games you played for the club. So that's a, you know, you must be looked back at that, 103 games. Any other games that stick out in mind for you that you always sort of go, if you see something about it, you go, oh, remember that game. Put you on a spot here.
Remember the game against Watford? It was a good game the first year. There is a lot of game, you know. There is a lot of game. The game when I came back, when Mick said that it was no way back for Brew, I play against Burton, and we lost at 1-0, and I came on and we win 2-1. I don't know if you remember. It was then I play against Cardiff this year, Wolverhampton. Yeah, it was good. All the game, to be fair, all the game in Championship was good, you know. It's only great memories.
Did you ever think you wanted to carry on playing in England, or were you always looking to maybe go abroad if, whatever opportunity came your way?
After the last year, I wanted to leave, you know. I wanted to see something different. I wanted to go to the sun. So that's why I signed here in Cyprus. Yeah, different, very different. Good club, to be fair. Very good club with very good player. And we play Europa League this year. We play against Marseille. We play against Frankfurt and Lazio. So it was also a great moment in my career.
Yeah, I can
Yeah.
imagine. Yeah.
And the sun every day.
Yes. Yeah,
Every day.
Suffolk can be obviously in the summer. It's a lot like right now. It's
Yeah, no,
lovely
summer is
here,
good,
but
but you know,
winter. Oh,
after 4 years, I say, okay, I need to change a little bit.
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah, Cyprus. Then you go to Romania, then return to France, and then you had a spell in Iceland, which a bit rogue. What can you remember that?
Yeah, I was at home I didn't know if I will stop or no, you know, to play. And one guy texts me in WhatsApp telling me that one club in Iceland is looking for a midfielder. And I say, okay, what they can give, what and he sent me the contract. It was a good contract, and it was only for 6 months, you know. So I say, okay, why not? So I went there, and it was a good experience, you know. Good club, to be fair. It was a good club, but he's how I can say this? It's a little bit different mentality, you know. Players, they work, then they come to the football. It's first division, huh? But it's not like a
It's part time.
pro. But it was a good experience as well.
Was it Herman Arvidsson, the manager, who's a former Town player? Is it Herman
Yes.
Arvidsson? Was yeah. What?
Yeah, man, it was Herman, yeah.
It
Was
what is it?
Herman.
Oh, what a lad!
Oh, crazy guy. Crazy guy, but very, very good guy. Very, very good guy. We didn't stay in first division, but it was a good moment. It was a good moment to be there. And a fabulous
Did
country.
you? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, beautiful. Did you speak much about Ipswich when with Herman? Because obviously the connection there, did you speak much?
No, not too much, not too much. No, not too much.
Yeah, Herman, what a man. Obviously you're without a club right now. What's the future plans? You're still playing though. You played for Mauritius. That must have been, a great honor as well to play for your family, his country as well. And you've captained them. Obviously you helped them win their first World Cup qualifier in, 2 decades, which was good as well.
29 years. Yeah, no, I love playing for them. I love playing for them, and I wanted to stop, but they say, okay, can you stay like one more year with us? And I say, okay, no problem. If I can help some young players, you know, to if I can help them and show them the way to be a professional footballer, I say, okay, no problem. No problem. So we still have I think we still have some games, you know, for the World Cup qualification. I'm not sure if I will go yet, but I think about it, and we will see.
Lovely country, Mauritius, as well. So I'm sure you love the sun there.
Lovely country, lovely people. Lot of work for the football still, but it's in the good way, and I hope in the future that some Mauritian player will come and play for in England. But we have some Mauritian in England. I think we have one or two that playing for Fulham, but they are young. One for Fulham, two for Fulham, to be fair. One in Sheffield Wednesday. We have some player in England, Mauritian, but we'll try to bring them. But it's not easy. It's
Can
not easy.
imagine. Can imagine. So, what's the future plan then for Kevin Brew? You're 35 now. I saw that you want to stay in Paris, because of your family and everything like that. Are you wanting to continue to play? It just depends on what opportunity comes, your way.
I will start this year. I will start my formation, you know, to be a coach. I will be the coach of under 14 in Paris FC, you know. It's a club in the second division in France. And at the moment that's what I will do this year.
That's good.
Starting a coaching career.
Kevin Brew, the
Yes, yes.
coach.
Yes, soon.
Soon.
And we'll see. Maybe one day I'll be manager of Mauritius, you know.
Like to see that.
That's the target.
That's great. That's great. And sort of final message to Town fans. I said that I've had a few people ask me, oh, can you speak to Kevin Brew? Sort of final message to them. And obviously now we're in the Premier League. Can you remember that? Reaction to seeing Ipswich Town now in the top flight?
I follow every result. I follow, you know. I saw when they win. I look at the video, you know, the highlight every time. And I watched this year, and I was like, it was a fantastic season, you know. Doing, you know, two promotion in 2 years. It's amazing. But I think Ipswich have to be in the Premier League. It's a big club, so I think they are the place that they are now is their place, you know. And I hope they will do good in the Premier League. But I will watch the game anyway. So yeah, I hope that they can stay, like, you know, this year. And if they stay in Premier League this year, I think after it will be more easy.
Yeah.
But I think for the fan, it would be amazing, you know.
Yeah.
When was the last time that the Ipswich was in Premier League?
2002. So, 20 plus years ago.
Yeah,
it's been a long time. So, Town fans, I can't wait for it. It's going to be a sellout every week. They're going to be playing against the big dog.
Yeah. Full stadium every week, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be great atmosphere. Lovely. But I think I will come one day. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I need to take the time to come, but for sure I will come one day.
Well, did you say one of your kids was born in England? So, you know, I'm sure they've got a little connection.
He's not born in England.
Okay.
No, he's not born in England. He's born in Paris. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But do you talk much to you know, because I've seen you've got young kids. Do they talk, ask about your, you know, I'm sure they talk about your football career, but do you ever like show them, as you said, like show them little clips of
Yeah, but the first one, boy, he was little, no? But he was there at Ipswich. Mm-hmm. But he saw me playing in Cyprus, in Romania, in France. Yeah. He's playing football as well. So the second one, no.
Yeah.
But the first one, yeah, he loves football. He wants to be a footballer, you know. Yeah. He's looking on YouTube and some. It's crazy. Yeah.
The next Kevin Brew, hopefully.
I hope he'll be better than me. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And, it's good.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Any other notes, any other message, you know, for people listening? But yeah, it's been great to catch up, Kevin.
Yeah, a message for the fans. I still receive some message from them. And I want to send them to only love, you know. Thank you for encouraging me during my time at Ipswich and still text me after the game when I play now. So just thank you to them and have a good season in Premier League. Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Roscoe. Thank you to you for having me and maybe one day we'll do another interview together.